around that theme. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So this evening I want us to have a conversation on trust. Not trust the Lord now, but trust. One thing I realized is that nobody can survive without trusting. If you don't trust, you'll be isolated. You'll be frustrated. You'll be angry. So what is trust? What is trust? Can I have a mic, please? It's a conversation. What is trust? Nobody there. Okay, use your natural mic. Aduke, what is trust? What is trust? I mean, any answer is correct. I'm not saying trust in the Lord now. Basic trust. What does it mean to trust? Sorry? To believe in someone. You're correct. Thank you very much. Trust means that we have confidence in something or someone. And interestingly, we find ourselves trusting every day. Last week, my wife and I went to Abuja, and I invested a tremendous amount of trust on the pilot. Abby, if I didn't trust him, will I go on the flight? No. To and fro. So why do we trust? If I say, I trust that driver, I trust the bank that I put my money in. Because if you don't trust the bank, you won't have the millions in the bank. So why do we trust? Why do we build trust? The reason we trust is because, or why we trust who we trust, is because they have delivered for us over the years. Over the years, they have delivered. I've been in the bank for so many years now. You come and say, come on, I know, I'm okay with this one. They have delivered for me over the years. They are tried and they are tested. You can't trust what you have not tried. You know, anytime I want to travel outside the country, I always pack the drug called Lexotan. Who knows Lexotan here? Eh? As I cut it into two and I swallow half, and by the time I get to the plane, I'm relaxed. It has worked for me over the years. Lexotan. It must be my travel pack. I trust it. So when we were coming from UK in January, and I got to the airport, I looked at my bag, there was no Lexotan there. And I quickly told my, do you have Lexotan? She said she doesn't have Lexotan. But she has Pirithin. And I was wondering, will Pirithin work? I'm used to Lexotan. Tried and tested. It has worked for me. So I trust it. But the question here is, should we have total trust in people, products, and things? I need an answer. Should we have total trust in people, in things? I've mentioned Lexotan now. I've mentioned the airline. Should we have total trust in people and products? My brother, Brother Detula, use your natural mic. Okay, there's a mic now. Thank you. Nobody there? Use your natural mic, sir. You don't have a natural mic. It is there. You don't have total trust.
No.
Why?
Well, people will disappoint you, and things will disappoint you too.
Because
people will disappoint you. And whatever even your lecturer is going to disappoint you one day.
Which will disappoint me?
Your lecturer.
My.
Your lecturer.
My lecturer. Thank you. My lecturer will disappoint me one day. Any contrary? Anybody wants to say? James, say okay. Quickly. And then the gentleman here.
Yeah, because human beings are human beings, and we always behave like human beings, and because we are limited, so I cannot say that I can put my total trust in a man, because
in a man.
Yes, or in a product, because
or in a product
or in a product.
What if you drive a Mercedes Benz?
Eh? I can't.
A Merc. You can't put your total trust in a Mercedes Benz.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
The gentleman here. Yes.
To me, I believe trust is as important and existence as air we breathe, because trust was the initial thing that the world was established with. And then, so human beings by design, you are bound to trust something. Starting from human trusting God, if you remove God, you must trust your parents. You can tell a child to jump, he will not jump, but if it's the parent, the child will jump. So all those things.
We'll go to that. So okay. You are saying that we can trust totally?
Yes.
Okay. I like your analogy. Several years ago, in the 90s, they were moving to Abuja from Lagos. And I used to go to Abuja sometimes 3 times a week. There are days I went to Abuja in the morning and came back in the evening. And then in the evening, I'll catch the flight back to Lagos. But at that time, my trust was in ADC. You know what is ADC?
ADC Airline.
Eh? ADC Airline. I didn't fly any other airline. None. None. When I get to the airport and they say ADC has gone, I go back home. I just go back home, straight. So when the ADC crash happened, I didn't fly for almost 10 years. I didn't fly for almost 10 years. When I go to Abuja, I will drive to Abuja. When I go to Bauchi, I drive to Bauchi and back.
Bauchi, did you know?
Let me tell you, let me read one verse to you. In Psalm 146, verse 3. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. That's why. Don't trust anybody totally. The only person you're allowed to trust is who? God. He never fails. God is the only one. That's why he says, trust in the Lord with all the heart. Trust in the Lord. That's what he says. Proverbs 146, 5 to 6 says, but joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and the earth, the sea, and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever.
Hallelujah.
He keeps every promise forever. I've had people come to me and I promise them, just like what you're saying. I said, don't worry. Monday, you woke up. By Friday, when you are there, I will give you this amount of money. Oh, you know what they will happen. It's not like I don't want to give him the money. But the money did not come. And you have put all your trust in the man. Don't trust man. Trust God. God is who you should trust. Because he says he keeps every promise forever. That's why you should trust him. He keeps every promise. He made the heavens and the earth. And the sea. Yesterday at the family altar, I gave my two daughters to go and research. To go and research the Red Sea. Come and tell us about the Red Sea. And they told us that the depth of the Red Sea, it's about 2,900 meters. The depth. Can you fathom it in your mind? Do you know what 2,900 meters is? The depth. No wonder that Malaysian flight ran into that sea and they didn't see the plane. 2,900. That's he created the sea. He manufactured the sea. That's who we should trust. He keeps promise forever. What promise? Promise of safety and security. The Bible says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? It's a promise of God. He keeps it. Psalm 91, verses 5 to 6. He says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. You know what those two verses mean? It means that all the day is covered with evil. Go and check it. Every time of the day is covered with evil. But God is what? God will keep you. That's the promise. Psalm 91, 9 to 10 says, because you have met the Lord who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. That's the promise of God. And the Bible says he keeps the promise forever. Forever. He doesn't fail. There's promise of long life. That same Psalm 91 verse 16 says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you what? My salvation. It's a promise. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Trust in the Lord. Only the Lord. He says he will satisfy you with long life. You get to 80. You get to 90. You get to 100. Who? You had the testimony of the mama last Sunday. Mama Awuderu. You had her testimony. They had given her checkout time. And the doctor said, we only care. There's a limitation to the doctor. The doctors have limitations. And they know it. They know it. He said, we only care. Only but God is the one that cures. He's the one that heals. All the doctors know it. He says, so I will satisfy you with long life. And he says, he will keep his promise forever. What a promise of the peace of mind. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. The peace of God. What is the opposite of peace? Huh? What's the opposite of peace? I can't hear you. Sorry? Chaos. Yes. Chaos. Trouble. Wahala. You don't want wahala in your life. He says, I will give you peace. And he says, I keep my promise forever. Why you should trust in the Lord? Promise of his presence. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, he's there. You are moving with the presence of God. What about promise of direction? I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. God says he will instruct you. He will direct you on the way to go. There are different ways to go. On Okpo. There are different ways to go. But God says I will instruct you and I will teach you the way to go. That's why you should trust him with all your heart. If you go and ask a man, what is the way to go? Kill a man anymore. What does man know? Because there are several ways. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man. It seems right. It has a semblance of this place. It looks nice. It looks good. Fantastic man. This is what I've been dreaming for. It seems right. But he says the end is what? Destruction. But God says, I will instruct you and I will teach you the way to go. Trust in the Lord. Man can't do that for you. Man is limited. But you see, the promise of God, there are so many. Because of our time, I would stop at that. But one of the ways we can claim these promises is to trust him with all our heart. Now that brings me to the conversation of the heart. Trust him with all our heart. Trust him foolishly. Trust him stupidly. Trust him because he's God. You know his CV. You gave an analogy just now. This baby, this small baby at the behind, if you put him there and the mommy says, jump, show my jump, eh? Will he jump? He will jump. Why? Eh? Because me, go. He has trust in the So if when Oluwatimilayin was small and like that, and I asked him to jump, will he jump? He will jump. But you know Oluwatimilayin now. I tell him to go up there and I ask him to jump. Will he jump? Why? Why? Eh? Because what? Me go. Is what? He can think. He can think. The same thing with us. God says we should jump. And we're doing what? We're thinking. That's it. And unless we think like that little guy, that little baby who cannot think. Mommy says jump, and he jumps, knowing that the mommy will do everything to do what? To catch him. In fact, what Oluwatimilayin will do is that, this man, can he catch me? I'm as big as this man, We are probably about the same way too. If I jump now, this man is not as strong as I think he is. He will rationalize it. And that's exactly what we do to God. We think. We think it. See, but the crux of the matter is the heart. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. With all thy heart. The question is, can your heart trust God? Do you have a heart that can trust God? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, above all else, guard your heart. That's NIV now. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything that you do flows from the heart. The heart is the mind, the very seat of our emotions. It is where issues are being processed, the heart. It is where decisions are being made. It's where we make our choices. It's where we plan to do good or evil. It is where we decide to forgive or not forgive, the heart. It is where we decide to fight them to finish. Anyhow, I will fight him to finish. It is the heart. That's the decision place. And it's that same heart that you want to use to trust God. So what is the texture of your heart? You know, the heart is like a mansion. It's a house that has so many rooms. You know, I just got that picture this morning, or this afternoon. You know, the picture just came. The heart is like a mansion that has so many rooms. But people are begging to come in as tenants. Those rooms are never left alone. No. There are tenants there. What are the tenants in your own mansion? Is it hatred? Is it anger? Is it unforgiveness? Is it disobedience? Is it violence? They have taken rooms in that mansion. They have taken rooms in that mansion. You know, and the dangerous thing about it is that they don't go, you can't give them quit notice. So. That's the truth. You know, when you have a tenant and just say, I'm not renewing your tenancy with letter. I'm not renewing your tenancy. Next year, you have to leave because I want to renovate the house. That's peaceful asking them to go. You don't do that with these ones. Oh man, jokoni, and they want to acquire the mansion. So, who are the tenants in your own mansion? Matthew chapter 15, verse 19 says, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. They are there. Murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Out of the heart, they are tenants in the heart. They are there. Let me read Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. It says, do not be eager in your heart to be angry. For anger dwells in the heart of fools. Another version says, anger lodges. You know what it means to lodge? Anger lodges in the heart of fools. So anger is a tenant to your heart. And you want to trust the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17 says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Hatred is in the heart. Only you can't hate. So trusting the Lord starts with the heart. That says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, everything. But the question I need to ask you, I need to ask myself this evening, is that what is the texture of my own heart? What am I thinking about in my heart? Are you still living in unforgiveness? Do you still get angry foolishly? Are you still a violent person? It's a question that you need to go and ask yourself in the closet of your room. Because those things can't coexist. You know, there are other tenants too. There's love. There's obedience. They're also asking to come into your room, the mansion. They want to rent a room in that mansion. Love wants to rent a room in that mansion. Obedience wants to rent a room in that mansion. But they can't coexist with each other one. They can't. You can say, okay, love be in room 101 and hatred be in room 222. It can't happen. And when your heart is not right, you cannot trust the Lord. Let the truth be told. So tonight, I want to plead with everyone. It's time to reject those tenants. And I'm doing forceful ejection now. You need to give them forceful ejection. Have you ever seen them ejecting a tenant, a troublesome tenant before? Etiniwali, Oma Kobobo, Eriwon Jadini. They'll go to the court, the bailiff will come, and early in the morning, all their things come out. That's what should be done to these tenants. They're there. They will not go with quit notice. You must eject them. But you know the tenants that are living inside your own heart. Me, I know my own. I know my own tenant. So, my own appeal to everyone this evening is that, is it possible to start to process the ejection of these tenants? Hatred, anger, violence, murder, blasphemies. They need to go so that we can have a heart to trust God. You can't trust God with your hands. You can't trust God with your eyes. You can't trust God with your head. You can't trust God with your legs. You can only trust God with what? Your heart. And when the heart is not pure, how can you trust? Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 30. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You'll be my people, and I'll be your God. I will save you from all the uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. What am I saying tonight? You know, when I looked at this topic, because I looked at it for days, and I actually came to the conclusion that you can't trust God if your heart is not right. You have the wicked heart. You have hearts that are discouraged and troubled. You have the proud heart. All those hearts can't trust God. So you must decide tonight to have a clean heart. And where I came from, where I started from, I said the promises of God, God keeps them for what? Forever. We need safety. We need protection. We need provision. We need peace of mind more than ever before. More than ever before. In fact, nowadays, the peace of God that I have is non-parallel. I don't know where I get that peace from. Sometimes when I have to make a payment, in fact, I have to make one payment, and I'm not perturbed, I'm not disturbed. Because I know that God is my supplier. But how can you trust God for such an amount of money with all your heart, and you have all these tenants in your heart? They can't coexist. We have too many things to trust God for. Too many things. Too many things to trust God for. Too many things. And you can't afford not to trust Him. That's why He says, trust the Lord with all thy heart. But it must be a pure heart to trust Him. So tonight, I want to appeal to every one of us. It's time to eject those ugly tenants. It's time to tell them, go away. I'm not renewing your tenancy. Leave my mansion alone. Leave my rooms alone. And then invite the tenants that will actually allow you to trust God with all your heart. There are too many things to trust God for. Praise the Lord.